remodeled in 1940.
Developer Rocco Termini wants to buy an adjacent alley space, but needs the city's permission to do so. The city owns it. He personally led four Buffalo Common Council members on a tour of the multi-million dollar work in progress inside the Lafayette Hotel.
We're about 60% complete now. We have 220 people working in here on a daily basis, so we're really creating employment. And this is more than just a construction job. This is an historic restoration project, and you will see as we walk through this building the level of detail that we have completed in here.
Some of those workers on the job are painstakingly restoring detail, including floor tiles, less than an inch, one by one. Others are hand-staining marble to restore it to previous beauty. Common Council President Richard Fontana was one of the four lawmakers on the tour, and he was most impressed.
Boy, detailed craftsmanship here, inch-by-inch restoration, very, very impressive. I would have traveled 200 miles to see this type of work, and it's right here in downtown Buffalo.
So, too, was fellow council member Damone Smith, who was asked if the council would easily support Termini's request to acquire that alley space.
Yeah, I think so. We're talking about an alley that nobody has used. It's a remnant of yesteryear. That's pretty much like a back door to the place. We should get this done fairly quickly.
Termini is targeting completion of this massive project by May 1st. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.